Lenten Journey, Day 8, Judging. As we begin the second week of the Lenten season, we have an opportunity to look at some of our emotions, some of our actions, and some of the restrictions that are placed by our Lord Jesus Christ as a way of improving ourselves. We read specifically from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7. Jesus says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." In this very short passage, we find a very powerful message. It is a message for living. It is an instruction for life. Do not judge. And in that instruction, we also understand, or we come to understand, God's vantage point. How God views each and every one of us. All of us, a collective on this planet, as His children. Because in the eyes of God, there are no differences. There are no races. We are all His children. If you think about it, it's for this reason that all wars have to be considered civil wars in the eyes of God. We're all His children. He says, "Do not judge, because I do not judge." Jesus goes on to remind us that God makes His sun shine down on the good and the bad, that God doesn't differentiate between the good and the bad. Who are we? How dare we presume that we are better than anyone else? That's why He says, look first within. Look first at the damages you have on your own life. Remove that so that clearly you can see the greater picture. And in fact, that's what Lent is, isn't it? It's this time where we're looking to remove those planks from our eyes so that we can see the wonders of life. We can see the good of God all around us, and especially in the eyes and in the lives of His creation. Wouldn't it be beautiful to look into the eyes of another human being and to see a reflection of God, to see the presence of God deep within his soul? Do you want to get to that point? Well, first, remove the plank. Remove the plank from your eye, so you can clearly see the wonders all around you. Last week, we had an instruction on prayer. Jesus teaches us the Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The one request we have of our Lord is that he forgive us our trespasses. How? By the same measure we forgive others. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespassed against us. In other words, by that same standard we will be judged. And once again, Jesus reminds us in today's passage that that's the standard. Be careful. Don't judge others, because that will be the same standard by which you will be judged. Today's lesson is a simple one, yet a difficult one to accomplish. But that's what Lent is about, simple yet difficult. Take this opportunity to look at the relationships you have with one another, with your loved ones, with your spouses, with your children, with your parents. Look at the relationships you have with your friends, with your coworkers. Look at the relationships you have with acquaintances, and then with people you might not know, you might want to get to know. Look at the judgments that you set up and see how artificial they are. Look at the prejudices, prejudgments that you make every single day. We all do them. It's part of life. It doesn't mean that we're bad people. It just means that we are human. But in that humanity, take a lesson from what Jesus Christ teaches us. You can find love, and that love is no farther than in the eyes of the people that are all around you. Look at those difficulties. Look at those planks that distort our perception, distort our view, and prevent us from seeing the beauty that is all around us. Judge not, lest you be judged. Remove the plank from your own eye, and you're going to find you're not going to be able to see the speck in others' eyes. You're only going to see the presence of God. Let us pray the prayer of Saint Nerses Shnorhavi. Righteous Judge, when you come into the glory of the Father to judge the living and the dead, enter not into judgment with your servant, but deliver me from the eternal fire, and make me worthy to hear the blissful call of the just to your heavenly kingdom. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen. This is Father Voskin, looking forward to taking the next step in this Lenten journey with you tomorrow. Until then, please join us at epostle.net as well as inhisshoes.org, where you'll find resources, instructions, as well as projects for these Lenten days. May God bless you.